Right, so we'll jump straight in. So Josh here from Miller's Radio, and I'm here with the realistic match winner today, Ben Wallace, who scored for us in the first half, which realistically is the game winner for us and made the difference. So let's talk about the game first. How do you feel about today's game?
I thought it started well. We could have passed the ball around a bit better and keep possession. I'd have probably said they had a little bit more, but we probably had an even amount of chances. There should have been more goals in the game, but at least we got the winner.
And second half, obviously, like, you know, at this point we're 1-0 up, you want to put the game to bed. And second half ended up becoming a lot more scrappy than the first. What were your opinions on what happened there?
I think they've come out trying to fight for an early goal. We've defended well. With Steggs in goal, has played well, I thought. Done a few, got us out of the bad situations quite a lot, actually. And we've, you know, held our ground. They've kept pushing, but we've come back with answers.
So, talk me through the goal then, realistically the thing that's earned us 3 points today.
It's a great ball. It's a great ball from Danny Gordon. And I've just come off the shoulder of their fullback. And it was straight on my head. And might have clipped the shoulder on the way. But we'll take a goal. We'll take the 3 points.
So
first goal on my first start, so I'm happy with it.
Yeah, so debut goal, and I must admit, when that went in, we haven't had the biggest crowd today. It's been predominantly like most of the regulars, and everyone's asking you scored. So as a bit of an intro on the basis it's your debut, do you want to talk a bit to me about your prior experiences in football and how you've got here today?
Yeah, I've been around this league for a while now. I started off at Ilkeston a few years back and came through their academy setup, and I went from Ilkeston to Colville for a bit. Played there for a best part of a season, and then went from Colville to Loughborough 2 seasons ago. So I've been at Loughborough most of the season. And we were doing well there to the start. Well, the beginning of the season, we were doing all right. And then it went a bit downhill, and the setup kind of crashed over there. And I thought it was best for me to go more local, more of the lads that I'm aware of in the league. And I know a few of the boys here. And, yeah, the move was right, I think.
So I've got 2 questions off the back of that.
Yeah.
Then. So the first one's quite easy, to be fair. So, realistically, you have a prolific goal-scoring ratio at Carlton as of now, for one. What's your goal-scoring ratio like at the other clubs you've been at?
I scored 1 goal for Loughborough this season, and it was the first game of the season against Carlton here. In the same goal.
So, essentially, it's like, clearly here at Stoke Lane, that's your hunting ground.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
2 out of 2, mate. But the more, it's obviously outside of Carlton, but the more interesting question for most people today is that Ilkeston had a game and last minute they didn't travel. And Ilkeston are in a bit of dire straits at the minute.
Yeah.
Like, what's your opinion on it, and how does that differ to when you were there as a youth lad?
I think when I was at Ilkeston, the first team could have potentially played a lot higher. The technical ability was, I'd probably say, Football League standard. And they had a good manager there. Kev Wilson knows what he's doing. He's been around football for a while. And you had Steve Chettle there, and obviously he knows what he's doing. So they had a good setup, and they left, chairman changed, whole new team in, and I don't know much about it, but I hear they're using a lot of youngsters, and and they're basing their team around their academy now. And I can't say I've watched them, or I can't say how they're playing these days, but from what I've heard and results I've heard, they're not doing so well, and they're looking to come down to this. Are they looking to come down this season?
Realistically.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're not doing well, are they?
So, you've been around, like you say, this level for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, just join Carlton. Like, where would you place Carlton amongst this league? If you had to, let's say this is day one of this season, or day one of next season, whichever season it is, and you've got the same boys here, same teams around you with the same players, like, where would you place this squad?
Well, from what I've seen so far, the boys have got ability. I'm new to it, so I need to fit into the team a bit better. But in this league, if you want it, you can get it. Like, it doesn't always come down to ability in this league. So you just need to, all the boys need to stick together, know what they're doing, know their roles, and they can finish anywhere they want.
So, final question then. Mm-hmm. So, ongoing, obviously, first game, hell of a game realistically for you. Like, where do you see yourself going with Carlton? Are you going to... Is this, like, where you want to be for the next couple of years? Or, like, do you have aspirations beyond this going on? Or?
I haven't thought about going elsewhere. Obviously, I've just got here. And I'd just like to... It's a good standard. I'd like to play as high as I can, obviously. Everyone does. But from my point of view in this position, I don't look to go elsewhere. So... next season looks promising.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
So let's get promotion next season and then we're sorted. Yeah?
There you go.
All right, Ben, I really appreciate it, mate. Thank you very much and congratulations on your debut goal.
Cheers.